Today is Monday, March 11th, and it's the second Monday of our fast together. My name is Dale, and I thank you for joining in with me today. As I have shared with you before, and as the practicing away practice encourages, start where you are, not where you think you should be. If a full day of going without food today is too much, then start with a meal. Because the smaller the start, the better chance you have of really sticking to it and growing over time. Of course, for some of you who already have this as a part of your life, your time of fasting today will be much longer. Either way, the joy is actually doing this together. As we enter into our fast today, our focus will be on this, on growing in holiness. In his book, God's Chosen Fast, Arthur Wallace writes, "Fasting is a divine corrective to the pride of the human heart. It is a discipline of the body with a tendency to humble the soul. As Ezra 8:21 declares, I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava that we might humble ourselves before our God. As you know, holiness is not just doing good things or simply having behaviors who others can look up to. Of course, each of those are important elements of being the kind of person that aids our societal makeup and needs. But holiness is evidence of some of God's greatest work. To take a broken, sinful heart and restore it to a living, thriving body of holiness is truly unbelievable. But that's what he does over and over. And he wants to do that in you today. Mother Teresa writes, holiness does not consist in doing extraordinary things. It consists in accepting, with a smile, what Jesus sends us. It consists of accepting and following the will of God. What I've experienced is as we grow in holiness, we grow also in the hatred of sin. And God, being infinitely holy, has an infinite hatred of sin. Another way of saying it might be, the closer I am to God, the less desirable sin appears. To grow in holiness is truly an amazing thing. In his book, The Pursuit of God, A.W. Tozer wrote, has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same fork are automatically tuned to each other? They are of one accord by being tuned, not to each other, but to another standard to which one must individually bow. So 100 worshipers met together, each one looking away to Christ, are in heart nearer to each other than they could possibly be were they to become unity and conscience and turn their eyes away from God to strive for a closer fellowship with each other. So as we fast individually and in community today, I want to remind you of a few things we learned from our fasting practice, from practicing the way. When we fast, at least four things are happening in our body and our soul. It's weaning us off this pleasure principle. This is the idea of getting what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. Secondly, it's revealing what's actually in our heart. Third, it's reordering our desires. And finally, it's drawing on the power of God to overcome sin. You see, our fight is not against the body. The body is broken, but it is a good gift. Our fight is for the body. It's against the flesh or the sinful appetites within us all. And fasting is one of the most powerful disciplines of the way to free our body and soul from the chains of sin and the prison of shame. We see clearly from the New Testament that we are joining some significant people when we fast. And these two episodes, they were times of preparation and sanctification. The first one is from Matthew 4:1. We read, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And in Acts 13, 2 through 3, we read, "While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off." You see, while we fast for personal sanctity, we must also include the positive aspect of consecration to God. Perhaps the best example of this is the 40-day fast undertaken by our Lord prior to his public ministry. His baptism in the Jordan was his dedication unto death in anticipation of the cross. Though he had the Spirit in measureless fullness, the power was not operative until he returned from the wilderness, testing it. By his acceptance of those 6 weeks of fasting, he was reaffirming his determination to do the will of his Father, even to the end. It was his final preparation and consecration for his heavenly mission. As he returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, the words of God were manifested in him. So as you fast today, pay attention to what your body is saying to you. Each time it tells you it's desiring substance or food, pray these prayers for the substance and for others really need. God, I offer my body to you in worship. Please transform me. God, I pray for my community that they may hunger for you and not settle for the things of this world. And God, I pray for my church. Create in us a hunger for you and a desire for the transformation that only you can do. During the time where you would normally be eating a meal, take some time to read or listen to Psalm 139 and or Psalm 51. Pay attention to what God is rearranging in your heart. Take time and confess and repent of unhealthy physical longings or sinful appetites. These could be things like food or drink related, shopping, lure of power, immoral sexual desires, or even activity. Maybe it's a broken relationship or broken promises. As God promises in Jeremiah, I believe it remains true today. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Once again, when you end your fast today, put on a worship song. Could be of your choice. Like last week, I suggested, let me suggest them again, Build My Life by Pat Barrett or Set a Fire by Will Reagan. Both of these can be found by a simple Google search. Just listen, sing out loud alone or with someone else. But as we begin this day, let me pray this over you from 1 Thessalonians 5. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who called you is faithful. God bless you, my friends, and let me know how it goes.